Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen and this is the amazing second episode of this program. We have an exciting show lined up. We, as always, are going to be debating some hot button issues and it's going to be great. We're going to have two debaters and then there's going to be a number of experts who chime in on things and hopefully we will decide this issue once and for all. Now let me introduce the two debaters here. Debater number one, please introduce yourself.
My name is Richard Lefkowski, a.k.a. Perfect Pitch, head of the Binghamton Superheroes Department.
Welcome, welcome. Now, you said the Binghamton Superheroes Department?
That's what I said, yes.
As in, I'm sorry, is that the part of the town government, or?
It's part of the state government.
State government, okay.
It's sort of part of the state government. They don't treat us like it, but nonetheless, I've been invited to appear here without pay.
Now, what's the name of your organization?
The New York State Superheroes Department. The more powerful heroes are in the bigger cities, and then there are towns in the towns smaller than Syracuse. The heroes don't get paid, interestingly enough. That was after 9/11.
All right, and I'm sorry, one more time, your name?
Rich Lefkowski.
Lefkowski?
My professional name is Perfect Pitch.
Should I call you Lefkowski or Perfect Pitch?
Perfect Pitch. Thank you very much.
All right, Perfect Pitch. And debater number two.
Hi.
Hello, introduce yourself.
My name's Bridget.
Oh, good. This is Bridget. Now, we met last year.
Yep.
You talked about a bat.
Yep.
Tell us about yourself.
I live on a farm.
Okay. And what are your qualifications as a debater?
I called in and I got the address for this place and I showed up and they put me in this little room and handed me a microphone.
Did someone cancel on us? Okay. Well, thank you for coming out, Bridget.
Now, you're welcome.
Hopefully they checked with you. This is a topic I believe both of you are familiar with. Tonight we're going to be debating the validity of racial profiling. And as I'm sure everybody knows, Bridget believes that racial profiling is absolutely right to be used as a tool in law enforcement. And Perfect Pitch believes racial profiling is not the right thing to do. Perfect Pitch, why don't you tell us why it's not right to racially profile?
Well, criminals. I've worked with a lot of criminals.
I'm sorry, you've worked with criminals?
Well, there was a brief time where I turned to evil because I wasn't paid by the state. But the less we go into that, the better, okay?
Okay.
I'm actually forbidden from talking about it.
All right.
But I've dealt with a lot of the scum of society, both the scum of society inside this room and outside the room. But yeah, I guess I gotta protect everybody, you know? And basically, I found that, at least in the city of Binghamton, no particular racial group is more evil than the others. And also, you know, there aren't a whole lot of minorities in Binghamton that I've found so far that I've had to work with. So it hasn't come up with me. If I had to do racial profiling, that would just kill all my time. And I have to work part-time as a cabbie to make ends meet anyway.
So you're a cab driver, crime fighter.
Right. It's about 90% cab driving, 10% crime fighting. Which one trumps? It depends if the bill's got to get paid, Frank Allen.
All right. That makes sense. Now, Bridget,
yes?
he's given us a compelling argument why racial profiling is wrong. What do you say?
Well, I think it's right.
Why is that?
Because, well, down on the farm, we got the Negroes, and they live down at the bottom of the mountain, and where the town is, and there's lots of crime in town. So if you're gonna check someone out, you should probably start there.
Well, now, are they performing the crime?
Probably. That's what my pa says.
But you've never seen them performing the crimes.
Yeah, I do. I saw one snatch a woman's purse once.
One time?
Once,
Have you ever seen anyone who...
Well, I've only been to town once.
That was the only time you ever went to town?
Yep.
Until now?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever broken the law?
No.
Okay.
We don't have many laws up on top of the mountain because it's just me and my ma.
You have a farm on top of a mountain?
Yep.
What
but
do you
it's
farm?
More like a hill.
What do you farm?
I farm goats.
You grow goats?
Yep.
Okay.
Is that a superpower, Bridget? That sounds like something that should not be.
I don't have no superpowers.
No, I thought
what
you
town
were...
are you from?
The one down at the bottom of the mountain.
Okay.
And I'm not from the town. I'm from my farm on top of the mountain.
All right. I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. I'm sorry. That was a mistake.
No, hold on. Both debaters, I want to say. Now, you've both mentioned, well, Perfect Pitch, you mentioned Binghamton not having a lot of diversity, and you mentioned why you think racial profiling is right, but you guys haven't talked about what I think is the most common instance nowadays, which is that the argument is made that the terrorists are Muslims, and therefore to profile against people who appear racially to be Muslim.
We don't have Muslims. We run them out after
You run them out of town?
Yeah. After the airplane and the building and the crash thing.
Okay.
We run all the Muslims out because we didn't want them to knock down our town.
I think we have an expert. Oh, no, you want to say something perfect pitch,
please. I was just going to answer your question, that's all. Cities in New York, which of course think they're the greatest cities in the world because they get to be paid there and they don't have to drive cabs. They have superheroes. They're like Spider-Man and the late Captain Astounding. And you know what? These people can capture anybody. It doesn't matter what race they are. It doesn't matter if you're an Arab or if you're a Caucasian or whatever they call Italians. It doesn't really matter. Spider-Man's gonna lasso you. Captain Astounding is gonna do whatever he does. I hate talking to that guy, so I haven't ever listened to his boasts, but those guys are more than capable of handling anything. They can stop an asteroid. They can stop any particular person. So therefore, racial profiling is irrelevant.
Okay. That's a good point.
Well, thank you.
We do have an expert who wanted to talk about this issue. Please.
Hello. I'm Janine Fenderson.
Hello, Ms. Fenderson.
Hello. I am a former security officer, airport security officer in the great city of New York.
Oh, welcome.
I'm calling in to attest to the efficiency of racial profiling.
In what way?
In the many years that I was a security officer, racial profiling was the most efficient way to track down villains and enemies of America. I witnessed many, many circumstances of people being brought in because we tracked them down very quickly due to racial profiling. And I would like to say also that one particular detail that really helps this case is that I actually misunderstood the racial profiling program and was tracking down Caucasian people for quite some time. And in doing so, brought in many, many drug users, sellers, and lords.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that racial profiling should be used in order to not investigate minorities?
No, it should be used to track down anybody who might be an enemy of America. It just so happens that in this case, tracking down Caucasians also worked as well. The system is efficient and wonderful no matter how it is used.
Okay, so, I think I understand. So you're saying racial profiling should be used, but instead of just profiling one race, it should look for anyone of
any race.
All of
them, yes.
Ah, that's very inclusive. So that way, anyone who walks up will be flagged.
Exactly.
Okay, that does make a lot of sense. What did you want to say? Anybody want to... Bridget, do you feel the same?
No.
Well, no, she's supporting you, really.
No, she's saying that the Caucasians are doing all sorts of law breaking too, and I don't think they are.
Why not?
I never seen it happen, and my pappy never told me about it.
Well,
so
let me just say this: I think you have seen it happen because it is my understanding that you had a brother.
Yes.
And what happened to this brother?
He got bit by a bat.
And it was a rabid bat, was it not?
Yeah.
And so your brother...
We ate it.
And well, you ate the bat, yes. But and your brother died, right?
Yep.
And what did you do with his body?
We threw it in the river.
That, my friend, is against the law.
I don't know what laws you're looking at.
The ones that say don't throw bodies in rivers.
Really?
Am I right on this perfect pitch?
I don't know the laws. I just enforce them. What?
I'm a little...
What did I say that was funny?
I'm a little astounded, that's all.
Syracuse!
All right, well, you'll have to take my word, both of you, that it is... My understanding is it's against the law to dispose of bodies in public rivers.
It wasn't no public river. My pappy owns that land.
It sounds like a bad idea. I mean, superheroes... Because I don't know, so superheroes aren't even allowed to kill people in general, no matter how good our reasons. So it's not like we even have a chance to dispose them into and dump them in the river. Susquehanna is a dump end. Anyway, dead body would just make it cleaner.
It won't. Not technically, no. Because a dead body would have, you know, germs that weren't already in there, presumably.
I know dead bodies have germs, you know. Anyway.
All right. Well, now, what do you think of Miss... Oh, I forget her name.
Her name's Bridget.
No, Fenderson.
Miss Fenderson's idea about racial profiling being good if you profile for everyone.
It doesn't sound like the most efficient idea in the world. I wouldn't want to wait in an airport that was practicing this, but...
Can you not fly on your own? Or?
I have some power over acoustics.
Okay, but so that doesn't make you fly?
No. I mean, one of my colleagues has the ability to cook delicious food. That's her superpower.
That's a superpower?
Anything she cooks is good. I have...
Well, I can see why the government wouldn't pay her for that.
you know, everyone, you know, there are a lot of minor superheroes and supervillains. A lot of people don't know about, like, evil Sir Paul McCartney doesn't get a whole lot of press.
And what does he do? Just write bad music? Or?
Yeah, he has the power. Nothing he writes is ever sounds good.
Oh.
May I respond to that?
You may, please.
Mr. Perfect Pitch, you complained a little bit about waiting.
Waiting, yes.
What if you were going to get on an airplane with somebody who had lots of drugs and explosives, and they were going to blow up the plane, and because of racial profiling, we stopped them?
Well, if they're going to blow up the plane, why did they bring drugs?
To take before they blew it up.
Well, okay.
I don't know. If they were just, you make it sound like they're just carrying explosives strapped around their waist and they have.
No, if that were the case, we wouldn't have to wait. We would just find them.
Right. They'd pretty much be confessing.
I'm talking about the people who hide them very well.
I enjoy being not blown up more than being blown up.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So is it worth your time?
Is it worth my time? I don't know. I haven't left the Binghamton area in 7 years, so I don't get out much. So for my personal interest, it doesn't matter that much. And I'm kind of vaguely resentful about New York City, so...
Well, you could fly to somewhere else.
I could.
Although you might have to go there as a hub. I don't know.
Oh, well,
we do have some other callers, I think, who did want to comment on this. So let me go to one of my other experts here.
Hi, Frank. I'm a big fan of the show.
Hi. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, all right. I'm nobody really special.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Not really. It's
who is this?
My name's Dylan Smith, and I hold the world's record for the most failed suicide bombs.
I'm sorry. You are a suicide bomber?
Not yet. I've tried a lot though.
What stopped you?
It's just, I don't know. I just can't get it right. I don't know why. Last week, I tried to blow up a bank, okay?
All right.
So I went there and I started crying because I didn't feel like I was worth it, you know?
You weren't worth...
You know, like the reputation of a suicide bomber. It takes a lot of guts to do that. And I just didn't feel like I was special enough.
Oh.
So I waited for a while and then I finally got the guts to do it and I pushed the button and the bomb didn't go off. The battery died.
Oh, because you waited too long.
Yeah. So then I had to go into the utility closet and I had to get a ladder. Okay. And I banged my head on some stuff and then...
I'm sorry. What did you need a ladder for?
Well, I needed to get a battery. So I tried to take it out of the fire alarm in the ceiling.
Oh.
And then I ended up falling off the ladder and I threw my back out and I've just been... rough shape this week. Every time I wake up in the morning, I have to do stretches.
Now, I have two questions that are pretty important to our topic here. First of all, what is the cause that you're trying to blow up places for?
Well, I just want to belong.
You're trying to blow stuff up in favor of belonging.
Yeah. I mean, every time I turn on the news, there's all these people. They make playing cards for you, Frank. I want to be on a playing card, and I don't want to be the Joker anymore.
Oh. And, well, the other important question is what's your ethnicity?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, what race are you?
My name's Dylan Smith. What race do you think I am?
Well, it could be a fake name.
No, that really is. It's not my, like, Islamic name or anything. I'm really Dylan Smith.
That's your real name?
Yes, and I'm white.
Okay, now, I understand we do have law enforcement people listening to the show, so hopefully they'll act on that.
I was going to ask
former,
you a question.
Former
are you
law
local?
Enforcement.
No.
You're not local? Good, then it's not my problem.
I'm from the Pittsburgh area.
Pittsburgh area, okay.
But it's not like it matters anyways. I mean, they come to my house and they just kind of laugh at me and take pictures and they make videos and put it up on YouTube laugh at me.
Mister, how do y'all get bombs into a bank? Wouldn't they, like, arrest you or something?
Well, okay, so it wasn't really so much a bomb. I just... I took a bunch of lighters, okay, and I just thought that if I had enough lighters and lit them on fire, it would blow up the bank.
How could you light them all on fire at once?
Well, I forgot that you have to save a lighter to actually light the other lighters.
What?
You don't make sense.
I don't understand. And what is it? How does that have a battery? I don't get it. All right, well, listen.
I told you I'm not very good at this, okay? I'm really trying.
Mr. Smith. All right, well, let me just say, Bridget?
Yes?
Mr. Smith is supporting Perfect Pitch's argument because he's a Caucasian man. He's trying to blow up buildings, and he's failing.
But he hasn't.
Well, but he's trying.
I don't think he's gonna.
It's the thought.
See, he's not a danger to society because he's tried all these times, and he hasn't succeeded, so there's no reason to be pulling him over on the highway and asking questions.
Well, don't you
when
think-
he ain't no harm to nobody but himself.
Don't you think it's the thought that counts?
No.
No?
No.
So if he tried to come and, like, get rid of all your goats, but didn't do it, you would be like, well, I'm not angry because he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you need a new target, Mr. Smith, she doesn't mind if you try her place.
You know...
Can I have your business card?
What's that?
Perfect Pitch, you wanted to say?
I don't know. This guy reminds me of a colleague of mine. I... And I hate that guy. So even though he's backing up my argument, it's making me want to destroy myself. You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean, but I don't know why.
Why I said it?
Yeah, because it sort of is helping you destroy yourself in the argument anyway.
Oh, what a metaphor. Okay. Well, I think my case is pretty much proven because I'm arguing against Bridget.
Well,
you know what kind of superheroes have been sent to Bridget's area?
What kind?
None.
Oh.
They're not, it's not
we don't need superheroes.
Yeah, because it's not worth defending.
Well, apparently you've got crime. You said you saw crime yourself.
Yep.
Once I blow up those goats, there'll be lots of superheroes. Just you wait and see.
You actually hurt my goats, I'll shoot you in the face.
That's also against the law. Both of these things are against the law.
I'm a suicide bomber, you idiot.
That's true. If he does kill your goats, he'd be dead.
That's all right. I'll still shoot you in the face.
I don't think he'll have a face.
He might.
If you can find
it. Then I'll shoot him somewhere else.
On the farm.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think we have one more expert who did want to get in a word on this topic, and hopefully we'll see if you guys can respond to that.
Woohoo! Yeah! All right, racing fans. I hope you're all excited. It's me, Rodimus Jefferson, the greatest race star named after the greatest racer of all time. Woo!
All right. Well, it's good to have you on the show.
I've got to say, Frank.
Yeah.
I am pro-racial profiling, and I will tell you why.
Why is that?
Because many races are not worth my time.
Okay, you're talking about the racetrack races.
Exactly. This is a racing program, right?
Well, we're talking about race this time.
Yes.
So
zoom, zoom.
What makes a race better than another race?
Well, you got to factor in a number of different things. All right. This is what my agent told me. One is the first place prize.
So how much money the race has?
Yes. The exposure, because there are some races where the cup is not worth very much, but
the size of the cup.
A lot of people are there and it will give you good coverage.
So basically, races with more money and a bigger cup.
Well, no, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Sometimes there are a lot of the beautiful women there, and I've been told I should race at these races because I might get like some kind of endorsement deal.
So races with more money, bigger cups, and better looking women.
Well, yeah, but by cup, I mean trophy.
Oh, okay.
Not like a big gulp.
All right.
Delicious big gulp.
Well, all right.
Kind of thirsty. Got a thing to drink?
I don't. But in the green room afterwards, you can get some. So now, perfect pitch.
Yes.
He's saying it's important to his career that he only associates with races that have money.
It's important to every race car driver's career, not just the great ones like me, Rodimus Jefferson, the greatest race car driver named after the greatest race car driver, Rodimus Prime.
He should only associate with races that have a lot of money and beautiful women.
Well, when I enter the taxicab drag races in Binghamton...
Is that a challenge?
You know,
I'll race you right here.
No, you can't race him here. There's no cars in here.
It's not a high-profile race. This area is the pits.
Yeah, but you're a superhero. That could be good coverage. That's what my agent just told me.
Oh, God, I want to kill myself. Okay, your agent works fast. Anyhow, some Binghamton taxi cab races are, one of them is legal, so that's good to participate in that one. The other ones are criminal races that are highly dangerous that I'm not allowed to participate in, or else I'd lose my right to fight crime, whatever that's worth.
So you're admitting that some races are more dangerous than others?
Not to a skilled driver, Frank.
So then why discriminate?
For the prize potential and the coverage, mainly the endorsement possibilities, that's what I have to be concerned about for the future of all of my children.
Here's some math, Frank. If there's a race that's worth $250,000, and then there's another race, say in Bridget's town, where the prize is a chicken with cholera.
I was the trophy queen at last year's goat races.
Right. If you could participate in Bridget's goat race.
I did not go to that race. My agent told me it was a bad idea, so I stayed away.
Or the Indy 500.
Did you go to that one?
Yeah, did you?
Oh, I won.
Oh, well done. Congratulations.
Four times in a row.
You'd go to the Indy 500. Point proven.
Oh, well, but that means racial profiling is good.
Right, with car races, but we were talking about crime fighting, you idiot.
Bridget, do you have a
racers
comment on this?
Racers know a lot about crime fighting. A friend of mine, Speed, used to break up crimes all the time.
Well, yeah, I've heard about him.
I only knew his brother, Racer X.
I heard that lots of people die at car races. That must mean that there's lots of murderers around them to kill them all. But we don't have none of that in my town.
If I could take that point.
Please.
The only murderers are those vile Earnhardts. One of them's dead.
Whoa, okay. Now, Rodimus, I believe before I'm going to have to let
Rodimus
you go.
Rodimus Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson, if you want to get in your plug, I know you're appearing this weekend, right?
That's right.
Please.
At the Duplex Showbox Derby down the street.
Thank you.
Building my way up, so I hope to see you all there. Please buy my shirts.
Do you have any superpowers, Rodimus?
The superpower of fantastic racing.
That's actually a real power.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm a real racer. See you all there.
See you there. All right, so we got to go into our closing arguments. Mr. Perfect Pitch.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay. Well, it's really good law enforcement will capture criminals and bad law enforcement won't. If Superman is on the case, it doesn't matter if you're 8 feet tall, 64 feet tall, 6 inches tall, black, white, Native American, Creole. You're going to be captured by Superman. On the other hand, if the law enforcement is bad, say the law enforcement in whatever town Bridget has, say the dog that's in charge of catching criminals and has 3 arthritic legs... It doesn't matter. Those criminals aren't going to be caught. Fortunately, there's no crime because that town is stupid, but it might even be better than Binghamton. I hate Binghamton.
Well, that's some strong words both for the argument and against Binghamton. Bridget, what do you have to say? Closing arguments.
First off, I'd like to point out that Mr. Pitch was wrong on several of his statements. We do have crime in my town. I told you I seen it happen. Second off, we do have law enforcement, and it ain't no dog. It's a man, and he's got an office and a gun and handcuffs and a little jail cell. And we do have the ability to fight crime because, like I said, we done run all them Muslims out of town after that whole shindig with buildings and the airplanes.
Okay.
And our town's a better place for it. Better than it was before we run them out.
Was there a whole lot of them?
There was 4.
That's
and,
a lot.
And a little one.
Like a baby?
Yeah.
Okay. And you really think it's better? How is it better?
It's better because there's less crime.
They were doing crimes?
Yeah.
Well, like what?
They was praying just some weird god and kneeling down all day.
Well, I don't think that's...
Talking in the devil's language.
I don't think that's actually against the law. Well, not
maybe
not man's
where
law.
You come from, it ain't.
It's not against man's law, which is what we're talking about.
I ain't a man here, son.
Well, okay. That's, you know, technically... accurate. All right. Well, let me think about this for a little while because it's going to take a lot of thinking, especially since I have to say that Bridget won because she was compelling. Although I must say it wasn't just Bridget. It was also that other woman who called in. And I think that she was right that you should do racial profiling against all people of all kinds so that everyone gets stopped. And also, you know, Mr. Rodimus Jefferson, who showed us, and you even admitted it, Mr. Pitch.
Well, I was admitting it in the grounds of auto racing. Anyhow, I'll see you all on the street, and if you're criminals, and you're not too difficult to catch, I might try stopping you.
Well,
good night.
Good night. Maybe you'll be back as a wild card. We'll have to see. And, Bridget,
if I feel like
thank
it.
Thank you, Mr. Like Allen.
It. You won. You get to go on to the next round. So you're going to have to come back to this town.
I will.
Okay. We'll
it's
see
nice
you then.
Here.
I'm glad you like
there's
it.
There's all sorts of bright lights.
There certainly are. There certainly are. All right. Well, we'll see you all next time on Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen. Have a good night.